It was the basketball brawl which sent the game into crisis, and now 13 players and two coaches from Australia and the Philippines have been sanctioned by the sport's international governing body. So, what's next for the game? Australian basketball great and coach of the Sydney Kings, Andrew Gaze, spoke from China with our reporter Jonathan Hare.
There's certainly been some altercations throughout the course of history, but this certainly is one of the more significant ones in recent times.
Do you think it really gives an indication of how seriously this has been viewed?
I think that the penalties that have been handed down are very significant. Any time that you're denying players the opportunity to represent your country, it is a very, very significant penalty. And on top of that, I think for the Philippines who have their home court suspended for the next game, that is that they can't have any fans involved, and the monetary fines for both the Philippines and Australia, given the economies of both those basketball teams, is very, very significant.
What now for Australian basketball? How does the team move on from this, do you think?
Probably one of the most significant penalties is, well, it's over $100,000 in monetary fines. I think that that's going to have a significant influence on the budget for the in all the programs. When Basketball Australia has to write out a big check like that, that does have some significant impact.
As Basketball Australia tries to process all of this, do you think it also needs to have a look at its team and its team culture to understand why things escalated so quickly the way they did?
No, not at all. I think that Basketball Australia in general as an organisation has some very significant values and standards that they accept, and certainly when you think of an extended long history, it's conducted itself in a more than appropriate fashion, and I think we're internationally renowned of playing the game in the right spirit and the right way. This is one of those incidences that you say that there's a number of factors that come into consideration for as an explanation for why this happened. But to suggest that there's any sort of systemic problem or that this is going to leave a stain that you can't recover from, then I think that would be an over-exaggeration of what took place, albeit that it was a very, very significant incident. We've got to do whatever we can to put in place systems to ensure that it doesn't happen again.
Sydney Kings coach Andrew Gaze speaking with Jonathan Hare.